Chapter 6, Archaeology and Anthropology. Unit 11, A Tasty Blend. What defines our culture? Most people agree language, physical appearance, and clothes are important elements of cultural identity. However, foods also help to define our culture. Jean-Anthelme Brillat-Savarin, a famous food lover critic, once said, "Tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you who you are." He believed that the foods we eat define our collective cultural identity as much as language, physical appearance, and clothes. What happens to the foods when two cultures blend together? Through direct diffusion or the interaction between neighboring cultures, the foods people eat come to reflect this fact of identity blending. Foods like Tex-Mex, American Chinese food, and Anglo-Indian food reveal cultures that are coming together and changing. Tex-Mex originated in the southwestern United States. It blends foods common to the United States and the culinary traditions of Mexico to form a unique Mexican-American food. As the name Tex-Mex suggests, this style of cooking originated around the border between Texas and Mexico. In fact, the term Tex-Mex comes from the nickname given to the Texas-Mexican Railway, called the Tex-Mex Line, which began running in 1875. Since the vast area that would one day become Texas and northern Mexico is perfect for the raising of cattle, much of the food of this region included beef and was similar to traditional Mexican cooking. As time went on, the food took on more Americanized elements, such as yellow cheese and sour cream. American Chinese food developed as the result of blending American culture with the culture of the Chinese. American Chinese food first appeared in the 19th century, following a great influx of immigration from China into America, particularly the western coast of California. At first, this type of food was aimed at suiting the tastes of railroad workers, many of whom were Chinese, and was made with ingredients readily available in California, but not ordinarily used in the motherland. In time, restaurateurs began to alter the recipes even further in order to make them more appealing to American diners interested in a new taste. The result was the invention of classic American Chinese dishes, such as chop suey, and General Tso's chicken. The last example is the Anglo-Indian cuisine style of food that came about as the result of the interaction between Indian and Briton cultures. As a result of the British colonization of India, called the British Raj, that lasted from 1858 to 1947, there was much interaction between the peoples of Britain and of India. Today, Britain is home to many people originally from India, who brought with them a type of food called curry, which is enormously popular with Brits of all ethnicities. In a relatively short amount of time, curry has managed to become an integral part of British cuisine, and some British variations on Indian food are now even being exported from the UK to India.